Psalm 119, verse 71, Mizmor Kufyud Tet, Pasuk Ayin Aleph. Tov li chi'uneti, it was good for me that I was afflicted, lema'an elmad chukecha, so that I might learn your decrees. Tov li chi'uneti, lema'an elmad chukecha, it was good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your decrees. Amen. It says in Psalm 119, verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I've kept your word. And truly, God uses affliction in our lives and brokenness to bring us to himself, to cause our hearts to cleave to him as we learn his truth. As it also says in Psalm 94, verse 12, blessed is the one whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your Torah. And that word discipline means musar. It has to do with correction or chastisement for when we go astray. So as Soren Kierkegaard once said, there is no greater judgment of God against the human soul than to be forgotten by God. In other words, there's no worse curse than to be let alone, to be abandoned and given over to yourself, to go your own way, and to be satisfied in your own devices. So keep faith that affliction is a tool God uses in your life to keep you close to his heart. Shalom, shalom, friends.